USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. At least five people are dead and more than two dozen were injured Saturday night in Colorado Springs after a man opened fire at Club Q, which is an LGBTQ nightclub. Police say the quick response of at least two patrons who approached and subdued the alleged shooter, identified as 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich, saved the lives of many. Joshua Thurman took shelter and called police. Thurman says that the community deserves to feel safe in any environment, but especially its own.
This is the only LGBTQIA plus place. How are we supposed to feel safe in our environment when it just got shot up?
America will have a new House Speaker starting next year. Nancy Pelosi says she won't seek re-election, paving the way for either New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries or Republican Kevin McCarthy to replace her. On CNN State of the Union, Congressman Adam Kinzinger says Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene will be emboldened. Kinzinger also blasted her for not wanting to give additional funding to Ukraine.
When you're her, she's a millionaire, you've never sacrificed for a thing in your life, you've never served anything but yourself and your own goals. I can't expect her to understand what it means to actually defend democracy physically. She can pretend like she knows all she wants. She obviously doesn't.
A New York hate crime may have been diverted.
Two men were arrested at Penn Station in New York City on suspicion of a developing threat to the city's Jewish community. This is according to the NYPD commissioner. Police saying they seized an illegal Glock 17 firearm and a 30-round magazine. The 21-year-old man has been charged with making a terroristic threat, aggravated assault, and criminal possession of a weapon. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The death toll at Saturday night's mass shooting at the Colorado Springs LGBTQ club remains at 5, with 18 injured. Colorado Springs police spokesperson Pamela Castro Sunday morning saying things moved rapidly for law enforcement. There were 5 minutes between the first 911 call and the arrest of the shooter.
The initial officer was dispatched at 11:57 p.m. The first officer arrived in the area at 12 a.m., and the suspect was detained and subsequently taken into custody at 12:02 a.m.
Todd and Julie Chrisley were driven by greed as they engaged in an extensive bank fraud scheme and then hid their wealth from tax authorities while flaunting their lavish lifestyle, arguing that the reality television star should receive lengthy prison sentences. The Chrisleys gained fame with their show Chrisley Knows Best, which follows their tight-knit, boisterous family. They were found guilty on federal charges in June and are set to be sentenced by U.S. District Judge Eleanor Ross in a hearing that begins Monday. Here's John Murphy with the call on the Buffalo Bills radio network as Josh Allen finds Stephon Diggs for the 5-yard touchdown, giving the Bills a 13-10 lead going into halftime.
Allen puts McKenzie in motion over the right side. Now the snap. Josh wants to throw. Scans the end zone. Fires the end zone. Got a man wide open and he's caught. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Bills. They take the lead with 14 seconds left in the first half.
The Bills beat the Cleveland Browns 31-23. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.